Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
You know, we don't say this very often, but when my alarm went off this morning at 10 to 4, if there was a loaded gun on my bedside table, I probably would have grabbed that instead.
Yeah.
But honestly, once these lights goes on, the lights go on, and the microphones go up, I absolutely love doing this gig.
I always tell people kind of that a very similar story that you always hate the first half an hour every morning when you have to wake up. Once you get here, and then this 4 hours, best part of our gig, right? Best part of the job.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love it. And good morning to the early morning crowd, our favorite crowd as per usual, because, you know, you deal with the same stuff we do every day. Busy show today. We're going to talk Grey Cup. That's just around the corner, man. Coming up Sunday, Edmonton and Ottawa. We've got tickets to give away to City in Color and Disturbed. We announced both of those shows yesterday. That's coming up in a whole lot more. It's a Tuesday. It's Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena, and we start now. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 6:10 Tuesday, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We got two for Tuesdays coming up after 10 o'clock this morning for you radio goers. All your favorite artists, back-to-back songs. Okay, Rena, not that I don't trust you, because I know you go to all the sources regarding your weather. Do you use Environment Canada for the weather forecast? Okay,
yep.
I'm going to use Steve Jobs from Beyond the Grave,
sure.
Just to kind of see what Sunday looks like. Sunday.
I'll use the Weather Network, so we'll have three sources here.
Okay, so Rena, you go over yours again for Sunday?
For Sunday, it's supposed to be -4, the sun. Is the high.
Phil?
The Weather Network, my app on my phone, says Sunday, -2 for a high, -10 for a low. They've got a mix of sun and cloud. They've got a large sun with some cloud just in the corner of the sun for the picture.
Steve Jobs from Beyond the Grave says Sunday, sunny, high of -3, low of -9.
So we've cornered it. We've got it all. We've got every angle covered. Essentially, if we try to meet in the middle, it sounds like -3-ish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No snow.
Fine by me.
Sun. Oh, man, it's going to be unbelievable.
You know what? That's weather conducive to maybe a few polar bears going topless at IG Field. Maybe painting their chests.
Some Eskimo fans.
Right?
I don't see Ottawa fans doing that. If anybody's going to be shirtless, it'll be some Eskimo fans.
We've got some characters that go to Bomber games, like the guy that plays the Golden Boy.
Yeah.
So I could see him going out there still. That's weather warm enough to do some crazy stuff. Right?
Yeah,
let's face
sure.
it. Let's be honest here. Without the riders there, there aren't a lot of jackasses that are going to be in the stadium.
Yeah.
So there's going to be less shirtless watermelons dressed up like hooligans. Yes.
Yeah.
We should actually, you know how every year they put together like a little pool sheet, Rena? Like how long will the anthem be? What's the coin toss going to be? Like we've talked about these kind of betting things before.
Yeah.
We should put one together for the show. Like will there be a streaker? Will there be a topless person on camera? Like some of the more
obscure
things.
Does that ever happen at the Grey Cup?
Streaker? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, maybe not even a streaker, but somebody who runs across the field.
Runs across the field.
Yeah. Somebody who, you know, tries to get ahead of security.
Shirtless. Shirtless is good. Like, because if there's a shirtless bunch of guys in the crowd, the cameras will find them.
Mm.
So that's not bad.
Mm-hmm. I'll put something together.
It's still too cold to go shirtless.
Rena, I'll put something together if you're going to put a few bucks down on it.
No.
I'm forcing
stop
you to
trying
gamble.
To make me into a gambler. I'm not
gamble.
Going to gamble on sports things.
I bet you I can get you to gamble before the end of the week.
Bet you 50 bucks.
Doing this.
What's trending, Kevin?
And now, what's trending?
Celebrating an anniversary today. An anniversary, Rena. 40 years ago, the oldest known Australopithecus was found in Ethiopia. Lucy, the hominoid, is said to be the closest we've ever found to the whole theory of evolution thing. Like we're pretty closely related to this hominoid. And it's crazy because this is the only skeleton that they found kind of almost intact instead of just a pile of bone somewhere. Like they actually found it like 40 years ago, like really, really close together. Like, and then they can tell by the skeletal structure that it walked upright.
Huh.
So, I mean, like that whole, you know, like when you see Darwin's theory of evolution with all the things kind of moving up, this is kind of like the connection that binds it all together. 40 years old Lucy, who was actually appropriately named after Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, because that's the song that was playing on the radio when they brought it back to the lab.
Cool story.
Yeah.
All right. Cam Newton, we were discussing him yesterday, quarterback for the undefeated Carolina Panthers. Wheels saying you like him.
I like him.
Of course, he's probably second in MVP voting right now, if they did it right now, to Tom Brady, which
sure.
is unfortunate because it feels like Brady always wins and Newton's having a great year. He rubs some people the wrong way. He's a big celebrator. He gets a touchdown. He does the Superman thing. He's got a
big smile on his face all the time. He's hopping around. He's high-fiving.
That's right.
He's kind of like a PK Subban.
A little bit. Yeah, I would say. say so. And he's rubbing some players around the league the wrong way. There's been some fights in the end zone when he's dancing around. Well, he's starting to grow on me, too. This kind of stuff will get me every time. And you can dance all you want when you do stuff like this. He's got a foundation, and he has the Cam Newton Thanksgiving Jam, fed 900 kids on Thanksgiving, 900 inner-city kids.
Awesome.
Not only, and this is the part I love, not only did he just cut a check here. Here's for the kids. No, he's there. He's on stage dancing with the kids. He's mingling with them all, signing autographs. I mean, I saw a video of him on stage dancing with them all, like his celebration dance. And I'm like, okay, that is pretty cool. 900 kids who wouldn't normally have a meal like that.
That's a story like that that makes you say, bring on the haters.
A little choked up over here. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Some exciting news for Throners. The sixth season of Game of Thrones doesn't start until April, but a new promotional poster was released, and it appears to have spoiled one major cliffhanger from season five. Jon Snow is still alive.
That's right.
He was on the poster, all bloodied up, and had the network logo on the corner. Apparently he's going to be back. There was rumors.
I'm a little bummed that they kind of gave it away this early. Come on, man. I've been hanging on this long.
HBO and the actor and everybody was all saying, no, he's dead. We're not doing anything. And some pictures leaked a few months ago of him on the set in costume. And then now the posters come out. So
guess what, Ramsay Bolton? He's coming for you next. There was a great meme I saw the other day of Jon Snow's body with Glenn's face from Walking Dead.
I saw that too.
They've both had Are They Dead rumors in the last year, so I am.
Yeah. 92 City FM World Class Rock, 6:37 Tuesday. My name's Dave Wheeler. Phil Aubrey's here. Rena J as well. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena. Hi.
-1 is the high for today. There is a 30% chance of some snow this morning. -5 right now.
What's the time frame wheels on the tickets we're giving away this morning for, say, Disturbed?
I'm glad you asked, Phil. I'm glad
City
you asked.
In color.
720. 720 will be the first opportunity for you to pick up tickets. We'll give you your choice, as a matter of fact. Do you want to go see City in Color, or do you want to go see Disturbed?
Okay.
I can only do it slowly. I can't do it fast like you.
Wah!
I can't do it like that. Mm. He does it good.
Wah!
Rena?
Can you do it?
Wah!
That's pretty good.
Not bad. So your chance at Disturbed tickets or City in Color. First chance coming up after 7:20 this morning. We'll go to the court of public opinion, by the way, at 7:05. We talked a little bit about the whole Shane Doan running into Andre Pavlik thing at the Jets game Saturday night against the Phoenix Coyotes. Pavs is out until the new year, so I think some opinions will change. We'll give you a chance to voice your opinion coming up here just after 7 o'clock. Thank you to everybody who came. But it's funny, Phil. I was chatting with Muggsy Bogues the other day. Remember when he was in studio, and I said, one thing that amazes me about Canada when it comes to the NFL and the NBA is that you have these kind of random loyalties. You know, somebody who's never even been to the state of Florida is the biggest Miami Dolphins fan you've ever met. Somebody who's never been to the state of Texas just lives and dies by the freaking Cowboys. Yeah. It's crazy. Myself, I have never been to Minneapolis, ever.
How have you never been to a Viking game?
I don't know. I've lived in the city almost 13 years, and I've never been to a Viking game. I am waiting for the new
stadium
Mecca to open. Oh, I can't wait for that thing to open.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. So I'm going to go see a game when the new stadium opens up in Minneapolis. But it amazes me how many Patriots fans there are. So many Patriots fans across Canada. It's crazy.
And they've been Patriots fans ever since it was Steve Grogan and the Patriots were garbage, right?
They were terrible.
Right?
I think there may have been a lot of new Patriot fans ever since they started winning all those Super Bowls with Brady and Belichick.
But you know what? I can't be too hard on them. I'm a 49ers fan.
Right.
It's not like the 49ers were struggling when I was a young lad and decided to start calling them my favorite team.
True. Mm-hmm.
They had the greatest quarterback of all time. And then after Joe Montana, it was Steve Young, and they had Jerry Rice. So.
And have you ever been to San Francisco?
No. Never been to
Is that your dad's team as well?
No, it's not my team. Okay. When I was young, it was like the Steelers and the Niners. So my older brother became a Steeler fan, and I became a Niners fan, and the rest is history. They're on TV all the time.
The reason why I bring it up, because usually every Monday night before the game starts, I'll be like, hey, here's what's going on tonight. By the way, any Bengals fans in the house today? Woo! So I just kind of figure out how the crowd is. Last night, Rihanna was like, hey, any Patriots fans in the house? Yeah!
Patriots!
Hey, any Bills fans in here? Crickets. Just nothing.
Yep.
All Pats fans last night of Monday Night Football for Hooters. By the way, Rena, last night was bright and tight night. which means all the girls look like they were instructors from an '80s aerobics video.
A bunch like of they were heading out to a rave.
Olivia Newton-John's in the house.
Wow, it was
it had me at tight.
Yeah,
the bright and tight part.
Yep. Who even cares about the bright? But yeah, no, they all. And I honestly think as next year when we do Monday Night Football, I think every Monday night should be like a theme night. I'm going to push for that at least because it's a nice change up.
You should have more say on these themes for the girls what they're wearing.
We're gonna call it Halloween
in
December.
That's what women want. We're commenting on our attire.
Look, you go to Hooters, and this is not disparaging at all, but you go to Hooters and they've got tacky yet unrefined logo that they have with on the back of their shirt. It's because they
tradition. It's part of their heritage.
Yeah. It's nice,
that's
nice
what makes people go there, right? That's part of the appeal of it is the little outfits and the.
Agreed, but it's nice to kind of mix it up.
Staple outfit.
Nice to kind of mix it up once in a while, like
especially
with like
for Monday Night Football.
Themes. I guess.
Themes for Monday.
Especially the nights that we're there.
Yeah. Halloween. It should be Halloween every Monday. How's that?
Sure.
You love Halloween. Why wouldn't you want Halloween every day?
I do.
Why are you fighting this, Rena?
I don't want to dress up in a costume every day, and I'm sure these girls don't want to either, so I'm just sticking up for the girls
here. What did we decide to call it? University
Wheeler
girl?
Because wants to creep on them in their costumes.
Post-secondary education
night. What about post-secondary education night every Monday, where they dress up in their...
In their plaid outfits.
Yes, in their plaid dresses.
In library glasses. Wonderful. Monday Night Football every Monday at Hooters. Of public opinion. Now, we talked about this yesterday. Saturday night, Phoenix Coyotes are at MTS Center playing against the Winnipeg Jets. Shane Doan, who is the only surviving member of Jets 1.0.
Yes.
He was a Winnipeg Jet way back in the day on the original 1.0. So he's the only one left on the Phoenix Coyotes. And he's, listen, I like Shane Doan. I think he plays the game pretty well for the most part. And he got into a situation where you even said he's sneaky dirty.
No, that came from watching the Sportsnet / Hockey Night in Canada panel. No, Sportsnet panel. Nick Kiprios dropped that one, and I thought that was fairly accurate. Doan, he plays hard. He's hard to dislike. Doan, he'll drop the mitts. He's tough. I'll even quote Paul Maurice here. This was after the incident. Maurice said, "Quote: Doan is an honest, pretty clean player." So he said, "Pretty clean player." He plays hard, but there is a responsibility to minimize the damage when you're going to the net. I don't think it was intentional. I really don't. The game happens fast. So I agree with Paul. The part of the quote I really agree with Paul there, our coach Maurice, is when he said there's a responsibility on the player to control yourself. There absolutely is.
I don't disagree. As I don't think it was malicious, but I do think it was definitely out of character. I've seen guys go towards the net before, and they can turn at the last second, regardless if they get bumped, if they get pulled, if they get hooked, if they get yanked. Whatever. I think he intentionally, he didn't launch himself into Pavlik, but he didn't do anything to avoid him. How about that?
He oopsie-daisy, I smash into the goalie. That's what he tried to get the goalie off his game. And look, I had this same fight. I've had this fight already in my life. It was when Chris Kreider, fell into Carey Price a couple years ago in the playoffs and knocked Price out of the playoffs. And it was like one against a million because everybody, Kreider fell, stop whining, Philly. Well, now here I am, and I still agree that there's a responsibility on the player, no matter how much we like them, to control. You know you're going to get bumped by a defenseman going to the net. You know you are. So you've got to have the, I know it's a fast game, but that you've got to have that in mind when you're going to the net.
Now, what we want your opinion on and your insight is now that we know that Pavy's going to be out until January, I personally think Shane Doan should be up for review. The league should look at this.
Mm-hmm.
The league should look at it.
Yeah. Well, you're not allowed to breathe on a goalie right now. The goal gets called off. You can. There's coaches challenging it all over the league, but yet doesn't look like Doan's going to get anything for putting your goalie out for, a month and a half.
I think the league has to review this, and if Doan ends up getting a 2 or 3 game suspension, I'm okay with that. 204-780-CITY, CITY 2484. You're the league. What do you do with Shane Doan? And if the league doesn't take care of it, do we take care of it?
Now, you better bring someone pretty tough if you're going
do
after
we
Doan.
Take care of it?
No, not us.
Torches.
But as far as does the team take care of it, you know what I mean? Like, next time they play Phoenix, is there maybe a target on Shane Doan's back?
There's a posse. We're going to Arizona. We're going to be on Doan's front lawn. Hello?
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hi.
I don't know why he isn't being suspended. If you look at that video close enough, he's coming in, he gets pushed off to the right, by Stewart, and just before he hits Pavlik, he turns his right shoulder in to face Pavlik.
Yeah, no, you're right. We're watching the video here live, and no, you're right. Stewart almost kind of pushes him the opposite direction.
Yep.
Yep. Thanks. Hi, Seti. The key is you have to be in control of yourself going to the net. Can't just be bumped a bit by a defenseman.
And the other thing, too, the puck is gone.
Yeah.
Puck's gone. You got to get out of the way.
The goalie is not a way for you to stop.
Right.
Just like the boards aren't.
Right.
Hi, Seti.
Morning. I think throughout that game, Doan showed a lack of respect for all the Jet players. I mean, even at the end, he threw a flying elbow at Brian Little and was slashing and hacking throughout the game. He definitely should face some discipline both by the league and on the ice by Peluso in the next game.
Yeah, Doan's played one way his whole career, and he plays like that for 60 minutes every game. He comes angry.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Seti. I want him on my team. Hello?
Who cares about Doan and Pavlik? Go, Brewers!
God, you're an asshole. Was that Brewers? Like Milwaukee? It's a Milwaukee Brewers fan. Hello, Seti.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Seti?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, get Doan out of there, man. That's brutal. I'm pretty ashamed. He's an old Winnipegger. It was sad to see, but if the league doesn't take care of him, I think on December 31st, we let Sporber and Jack of all trades stick around out of him.
Mm-hmm. Might happen.
Yeah. Hello.
Good morning, Seti.
Hey, yeah, the play happened. We need to move on, I think. We got a couple goalies that we can get a good look at now, and this is all the Pav haters got their wish.
But I don't like playing it out like, oh, well, this is a good opportunity to see some of our backups. It's kind of like, well, no, that's still our guy.
You know, We're not moving on. We're going to complain about it.
We're going to drag it out all week.
And if we happen to hit a rough patch, a losing streak, while Pavs is out, it's Doan's fault.
Right.
Like true sports fans.
That's right, Rena. Hello.
Hi. You know, I think that Mark Stewart, he's no cupcake. He knows the code of hockey. And if it was dirty, do you not think Stewart would have started throwing haymakers on Doan?
Well, it's funny you say that. Phil and I had this conversation off the air this morning because the first thing Stewart does, he goes over and he kind of puts his hand on his back. If that was like a Mike Ribeiro, then
he's throwing bombs.
He's getting a stick in the back of the neck. His name is Shane Doan.
He's got a lot of respect. He's been around a long time, and he's pretty. He's very tough.
Yeah.
So there's that, but yeah, it was a tough spot for Stewart, who is a rugged player. But hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
Follow boy.
Who's Follow Boy? We still haven't figured it out.
What the hell's a Follow Boy?
Hi there.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah. What do you got?
I was thinking if it was Bufflin, do you think he'd have gone after him?
Yeah, Buff might have. I think Buff's just, you know, he snaps a little
quicker. He's willing to smash anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Good morning, Seti.
Morning.
Yeah.
Your old friend Midnight Cowboy here.
Hey, Midnight Cowboy, how you doing?
Good. Morning, Rena.
Hi.
Is this an ex of yours?
I don't know.
Rena, did you date a guy called Midnight Cowboy?
Sounds like someone I met at the strip club.
Yeah, you still got my Hulkamania sweatband.
Hulkamania sweats.
Go ahead, Cowboy.
Yeah, it should definitely be reviewed. And on top of that, sick Peluso on him, man. That's just crap, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although you're not technically allowed. Well, at least Paul Maurice isn't allowed to say
no,
that.
No,
we
no.
Are.
Yeah.
We are. Last call. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Go ahead.
I agree with Will.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. That went exactly as planned.
Wheeler in the Morning.
Hey, let's give away some tickets right now. You have your choice to go see Disturbed or City in Color. We announced both of those shows yesterday. These are Beat the Box Office tickets. They don't officially go on sale until Friday through Ticketmaster, so you can win them right now at 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. We played a little bit last week. We'll continue this week.
Yes.
Fun game that we pull out of the closet every once in a while. We put 30 seconds on the clock. You have 30 seconds to talk about a topic that we will give you, just a random topic off the top of our heads, and you have to talk about said topic without using simply, everyone uses them in the English language. You can't use those words. They're simple transitional words that we use in phrases. You can't use them while talking about said topic. All right.
Okay. Hi, Seti.
Hello.
Yeah, great.
Talk about Shane Doan. Go.
Shane Doan used to be a Winnipeg Jet in Jets 1.0. He is a dumb bum, crumb bum. Peluso should punch his lights out till he's bleeding with his teeth all over the ice. I can't believe the league isn't disciplining this fool. He should definitely be suspended for at least as long as Pavlik is out. I can't believe this guy's still allowed to walk around the ice like he's King Tut. He should be pounded into the ice severely.
There you go, 30 seconds. Wow.
You did all right, too.
That was impressive.
Came back to the violence at the end there, and you have a nice little bow on it.
What's your name?
Super funny.
What's your name, by the way?
Sturry.
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You have tickets. So, actually, by the way, do you want Disturbed or you want City in Color?
Disturbed.
I'm losing it a bit there.
Yeah,
wah!
Your eyes are starting to blend.
That was
little.
Just a wah.
Yeah.
City in Color tickets. We'll give those away in an hour. Hang on.
City traffic.
By the way, there's probably a lot of people out there like, what's the why? That's in a lot of Disturbed songs. Yeah. In case you don't follow.
Down with the Sickness is where that originated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bone phone at 8:05 this morning. Your calls. We do it every day at 8:05. We've got screwed by the refs.
Oh, there were some pretty bad calls last night. Like, listen, I'm not usually one to jump all over the referees. They got a tough job. They do the best they can. And I don't think there's as many conspiracies as people think. But there were some missed calls last night.
NHL refereeing is very inconsistent.
Ugh.
And I just find that they put the whistles away. You know, you don't know what's going to be called from one period to the next. Mm. Let's call all these cheap holding and interference calls in the first and second. And then suddenly in the third, when you're down a goal like the Jets were, oh, no, it's a third period now. So all that stuff's out the window now.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to come back here. You can't stop calling holding.
Right.
So Christmas carols. Our Christmas lady's back.
Oh, good.
She calls the bone phone every year to wish us a Merry Christmas, and she's got a very, very special Christmas song for us this morning.
Oh. Awesome. Looking forward to that. Best thing I've read, I'm going to say, in the last month. Really, really, really cool. This is at theplayerstribune.com, Rena. And it's Brian Trottier, who is a famous NHLer, a multiple Stanley Cup winner with the New York Islanders. I had the opportunity to share a dressing room with him when I played in the Mike Keane Charity Classic a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And just a great storyteller, genuine guy. He's a prairie boy.
Yep.
He's from Saskatchewan. So he went and wrote this article, Rena, called Letter to My Younger Self. And he literally put this up yesterday. I'm going to read you the first few lines and a few of the highlights from the article. Okay, this is one of those must-read articles. Kid, I'm from the future. I'm you 50 years from now. You're looking at me like, you? The guy with the mustache and all the scars? What the heck happened to me? Well, number one, the disco era. That will inspire the mustache. Number two, 18 seasons in the NHL. That will give you the scars. And it just talks about, you know, him and his way up and how he didn't start skating until a little bit later on in life and how when he first got to camp, he didn't score a single goal. But, you know, he hit everything that moved and he met a guy by the name of Tiger Williams who taught him how to fight not only on the ice but for things that he wanted in life. And it's just the way he phrases it and the way he talks to himself trying to remember what it was like being 10 years old is really inspiring. And he's extremely descriptive with some of the things that he writes. For instance, the Islanders teams will embody that spirit. On nights when you're all playing like dogs and nothing is going right, Bob Nystrom will say, I'm going to go out there and drive to the net for 20 times until I deflect a puck. And then I'm going to take 20 minutes in penalties and drive the other team nuts. You'll start to win by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. Like it's a really inspiring letter that he writes. And it's definitely one of those must read.
Those Islander teams, boy, they were rugged.
Oh, no kidding. Really, really tough team. Yeah. There's one where he talks about it. This is great. Rena, this was hockey back in the 70s, okay? Half the team is going to be smoking cigarettes in the smoking section in the corner of the locker room. Guys will come out
an actual professional sports dressing room with a smoking section.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Anyways, go check that out. We're going to throw it up on our Facebook page. Facebook.com, 92CityFM, or you can link to it through any one of my Twitter account. We live J28. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 7:46. Don't forget, we have tickets coming up a little bit later on this morning for... It's Disturbed.
What was that?
That's right. Disturbed. We gave away those tickets already, so we will have tickets for City in Color coming up. City in Color does not sound like this. Just for the record.
Not even close.
No. How would you spell ooh-wah-ah-ah?
Ooh-ah-ah-ah.
O-H.
Couple of O's.
A-H.
Ooh-wah-ah-ah.
But it would be W's. So O O W A A H A H A H
O H space A H space A H ooh right?
I would say
it's double O. It's not an O W A, it's a ooh W A.
Double O at the end, at the beginning. Double O at the beginning.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of like Bob with the Bob in Kid Rock song. It's a goofy spelling. You gotta kind of invent. There's no right or wrong. Oh, I think the beginning is ah wah wah wah.
You.
I think it's U U H.
So you go,
anyway.
All right. We'll dissect this later. Let's do this.
Entertainment City with Rena J. Brought to you by Anna's Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail with ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
So Adele, her new album 25 has just reached a major sales milestone and could shatter an all-time record. It's sold 2.3 million copies in just 3 days, and it's only the second album to sell more than two million copies in a week. The only other record holder for that is NSYNC's No Strings Attached. Okay. I'm surprised by that.
She actually does a great cover of this on her new record. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
She sells me on that a little more than Disturbed.
Larry the Cable Guy, he is suing a Mississippi gas station for jacking his famous get her done catchphrase and slapping them with a lawsuit over the statement. So it's a gas station, and the name of the gas station is Get Her Done. So he's trying to capitalize off of that, saying that he created that and he's got Get Her Done merch. And that's, you know,
does he have a trademark?
Thing.
Does he have a trademark?
He has a trademark. I think it's spelt a little bit like his is Get Her Done, as in one word, and the gas station put like G-I-T, get dash E-R. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different. So I don't know.
So it all comes down to the spelling.
Yeah. That's why Disturbed better be careful if they ever go to trademark that.
That's right.
Yeah, so anyway, he's suing them.
Listen, there's
you don't own that phrase. I've heard that phrase before Larry the Cable Guy made it a big thing.
Well, it's like the guys from FUBAR. They did the Giver. They just got to keep on giving her.
Yeah.
Well, there's
Brian
a band.
B's just to keep on giving her.
There was a band called Giver.
That's right.
Good guys. Good local band.
Yeah, local Winnipeg band.
I'm sure they're still at it, but...
This was announced yesterday. Pop superstar Rihanna is returning to Winnipeg. Oh. She is going to be here in the spring for her anti-world tour. She's going to play MTS Center Monday, April 18th. And tickets go on sale Thursday, December 3rd, if you're a big Rihanna fan. Mm-hmm. I like Rihanna.
So will you be there? Is that a show you'll go to? Did you go to the last Rihanna show?
No, I didn't. I think I would. Depends what day of the week it was.
You had tickets, but you decided not to go.
No.
Story of Rena's life.
No, I didn't
make it. Oh, my God. My dog pooed on the floor.
Oh, no. I wouldn't miss. Oh, no, I did. You know what? Wasn't Rihanna here? Yes, she was. She was here on my birthday. And we had a big staff meeting at...
And you left early. You
and
did
the
go.
Staff left early, but Rihanna got hung up at the border. Do you remember? Because one of the people on her crew had got busted with weed.
I remember
so the show didn't start
dinner.
Until like midnight at MTS Center.
Mm. But you went. You just couldn't wait.
I went and I only watched her do like 5 songs. And then I went home to bed because I'd work the next day.
Oh, wait. I did see
I
that
did
show.
Go, or I did. Yeah. I don't know.
I totally forgot.
This is
sorry.
So confusing.
Anyway, so Rihanna will be back. They won't host Saturday Night Live like Donald Trump did, but NBC has now agreed to give the four other Republican presidential candidates free airtime because they're obviously pissed that Trump got to host SNL earlier this month. So these four presidential candidates are going to get 12 minutes each FaceTime because NBC did up all the math and figured out how much time Trump got to spend on Saturday Night Live. So 12 minutes in total he was on there. So they're going to be kind of putting that throughout different, doing newscasts or different reports and stuff. They're not going to be doing SNL.
Hmm.
Yeah. And finally, Throners, something to be excited about. They released teaser art for season 6, and it features a broken and bloody-looking Jon Snow on the poster, which refuels speculation over the fate of Kit Harington's character, who was, spoiler alert, killed in the last season.
Oh,
so,
Hey, Ronda Rousey got beat too, eh?
What?
Yeah.
What? So despite the actor, producers, and all the HBO, everybody there, so cool. Insisting that the character really is dead, this is obviously showing that he's not.
I mean, like, but why hang us out to dry for this long and then deny that?
I know,
why
tell everybody for so long
listen.
And then have it be ruined by a little poster?
All that matters is that he's coming back. I can't wait. He's putting on, from what I hear, he's going to be wearing the Stark gear. He's going to go after the Boltons. Wheels, come on. This is good news.
It's all great, but it's...
Look how mad he looks in that picture.
I would have much preferred to wait until I started watching the show to find out. I guess now the cliffhanger is, how does he come back to life?
Of course he's hurt. He got stabbed 28 times, and he's still alive.
Amazing.
Now he's going for revenge.
Saved by unicorns.
Nope. Yep. A fire princess. That's one of the theories.
That's better. That's Entertainment City.
Entertainment City. Daily at 7:50 with Rena J. Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. Built tough in Winnipeg for Winnipeg weather. Call or click on Duraco.ca for details.
Jets fans unhappy with the officiating. Seems like a common theme after a loss. Wonder how that works, eh?
Yeah, just finished watching the Jets get absolutely screwed again by refereeing that is so poor. Take Pavlik out till February. All kinds of bullshit going on with this refereeing in the NHL. When are we going to get a break?
When's it going to be our turn?
Got to play through that stuff. Don't let the refs get into your head.
And if you score enough goals, you don't have to worry about the referees.
Had a gentleman call yesterday mad about the Syrian refugees saying, hey, why don't we take care of some of the homeless people here in Manitoba before we deal with people from outside this country? Well, we have a bit of a rebuttal to that.
Yeah, just a commentary to the guy who called the phone lamenting the fact of Winnipeg's homeless population, and that's why we shouldn't allow Syrian refugees. You know what? Let these guys show up and let them be homeless here. I guarantee within 6 months they'll all have jobs and places to live. We're not homeless. We don't have homeless people here because there's no supports in place. And we have homeless people here because of the bad choices homeless people make.
That's interesting. I think he's basically saying that in Canada and in Winnipeg, you know, we have the social, we have social assistance. We have social programs to help people. And that if you truly want to get off the street, that there are avenues. Now, there are people who have mental challenges and all that kind of stuff. But I think he makes an interesting point anyway, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay, Bitter Bomber fans, the thing with a team like Ottawa making the Grey Cup, and even Edmonton struggled in the past as well, and then Ottawa's second year in the league, and they two wins last year, it makes Bomber fans go, hey, what the hell?
I hope the Bomber organization is watching and learning, happily observing the fact that an expansion team in their second year can go to the Grey Cup, and we have to struggle to be able to make it there, what, once every half decade, maybe? Kind of that makes it hard to be a friggin' Bomber fan.
It's their third year, just for the record.
Is it third year?
And then we deciphered that yesterday, didn't we?
No, I think we deciphered it was their second year.
Really?
Pretty sure.
You sure?
Yeah.
I thought we said three yesterday. Rena, were you listening?
I think you said second. This is second year. I'm pretty sure
I'm gonna go
second.
With second.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Okay, the karaoke world champion is a local product?
Yes.
We're going to have her in studio?
Yes, this week. Yep, she's on her way back from Singapore.
Okay, so when she gets back, we will have her in studio.
Yeah, hey, you should get that karaoke singer to sing Toy Soldiers.
The old Martika classic. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a fave.
Why not?
That's a fave.
A lot of singing on this show, apparently, because here we go, our Christmas carol lady. She calls every single year. It's not the Christmas season until she calls.
It's the caroling lady. I have a song for you. Looks so good there. It's Skip the Halls with 92 City FM. Fa la 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 la. Here's the season for Phil, Rena, and Wheeler. Fa la 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 la. John Minella, Gay Power. Fa la 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 la. 12 ancient Yuletime Carol. Fa la 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 la. Merry Christmas, guys. Having my caroling party. Really would like you guys there. Lots of fun.
We got to go one of these years.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. No, be too overwhelming. My head would explode. That's it. Let's give away tickets to go see City and Color. They're in town in June. Is that right, Rena? Rena J?
Yes, that is correct.
They're in town in June at MTS Center. Not bad for Dallas Green. So we'll play, trivia. Rena has got some trivia here. 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. Philly and I available for lifelines if you really get stuck. Go ahead, Rena J.
80% of women say that a guy can only call himself a real man if he can do this.
Okay, a lot of answers. 780-CITY, 780-2484.
Swing an axe.
Swing an axe.
No. Good morning, City.
Hello!
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Wales.
I'm going to say be able to carry your significant other, like actually sweep them off their feet and pick them up.
No.
That's a wife-carrying contest somewhere in Europe.
There is.
Yeah.
Hello? Morning.
Philly.
Off. Do something with the car. Fix a car.
No.
Okay. Boo.
Close.
Wow. Close?
Yeah. Getting there. 80% of women say that a guy can only call himself a real man if he can do this.
Change of hire.
That is correct.
something with a car.
Yeah, yours is, I don't know. Fools was kind of
close. Yeah, well, that's pretty generic. Do something with the car.
Yeah, I can turn on the radio in the car.
I can put the key in the ignition. I'm a real man.
That's something.
Well done.
That's something.
I refilled the washer fluid.
What is your name on the phone, by the way?
It's Kelly.
Kelly, good for you. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details. You're off to see City in Color. Are you a fan of City in Color?
Huge fan, and I went without my husband last time he was here, and he was not impressed.
Well, he wasn't happy. Why'd you go without him? Was it ladies' night out?
I promised a friend if I got tickets, we'd go together, and he got snubbed
because
he didn't get
them again, so. Are you going to take him this time? Are you making that promise right now?
Yes, I am. I'm promising to take him this time.
All right. We're going to hold you to that. We know where your seats are.
All right, I promise I'll send you a pic of him in the seat and not another lady.
We would appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right, hang on the line. We'll get some details for you. By the way, really quickly, since we're talking concerts right now, the Steel Panther show that happened at the Burton Cummings Theater this past Thursday, I need to know if this happened or not. So I heard it was an unbelievable show. I heard it was a great show, like to the point where Steel Panther was blown away at how well-versed the fans were to sing the songs, the response they got. But listen, when you're playing at the Burton Cummings Theater, it's like you're sitting in a living room, right? It's awesome. But I heard a rumor that at one point during the show, the band brought up a dude and his lady, and the dude may have gotten filleted by his lady while they were on stage singing a song.
I think someone would have been arrested, but I'd like to know if that's true or not.
Did that happen? If you were at the Steel Panther show this past Thursday, please send us an email or call the Bone Phone and validate whether or not somebody got on stage.
I can't see that happening.
Maybe I think it would be bigger news.
Unless they like busted someone and they were hiding behind the amp or whatever.
No, it was literally like, come on up here.
Right on stage.
Like, all right, right on the side of the stage there.
Because we had video of the couple having sex at Motley Crue.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
We were quickly told to take that down by a certain organization.
Yep.
True North.
The fun police.
This Sunday, the 103rd Grey Cup happening at IG Field. The Edmonton Eskimos taking on the Ottawa Red Blacks. Jason Smith. Now, as the name probably go, I know Jason Smith because it's a pretty common name, but you don't know this Jason Smith. This Jason Smith has been working tirelessly for, what, about 10 months now?
Over a year now.
Over a year? That's right. Jason Smith is the guy that anywhere you go in this city, starting today and for, the whole week, Jason Smith is why you're going around to check out the Grey Cup festivities. Now, I'm going to give you props right off the top because I've been to the Grey Cup in Toronto, and outside of the Rogers Centre, don't have a freaking clue what the Grey Cup's going on in this city.
Sure.
Here, you know that the Grey Cup is in town.
Yeah, we've been working really hard at, a couple things. One, obviously making people aware that how many things there are to do, free things, ticketed things, and also, two, to spread it out not only in time for the last 6 months, but also around the province. We took the cup to Churchill and back, and we've had it out in the suburbs. And
did you see a polar bear?
I didn't even get to go, actually. Oh. That's how great this job is. I stayed home, and I did paperwork, but it did see a pit. It went out on the Polar Express and took a photo, and so but we've been trying to spread out the number of people that get to interact with it and the length of time it's happening, just to make sure everybody in Manitoba gets a chance.
Okay, now I get exhausted just thinking about what kind of workload it would be doing what you're doing, Jason. I see the stubble. Got a stubble going, like you haven't shaved in a while.
That's a stylish beard.
Okay, I thought maybe it was like you're so busy you haven't even shaved.
No,
talk about the workload. You obviously love it, but there's a lot that goes into this. This is a big deal.
Sure, as I said, we've been working over a year. There are over 15 events. I'm not going to lie, there are a lot of moving parts, but we've had a lot of support. We have a great host committee. The Bombers organization has helped out a lot. And then I have a staff of folks that are working really hard. So it's complicated, it's been a really awesome experience. I've enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we were chatting off the air, and you did the Junos here in town as well.
That's correct.
And tell everyone what you kind of told me about, the differences between the two.
The differences are, I think that Karis, the organization around the Junos, has a more hands-on, more sort of structured approach to how they want to see the events done. The CFL, a little bit less. They want us to see us do the typical events, but they allowed us a lot of freedom and a lot of latitude to envision the festival how we see it working well with our city, the things that we have here. And so it was really cool. We got a chance to, as I said, to work in the University of Winnipeg campus and some things that we may not have been able to do in a more structured format. So that was really awesome.
And I like that because it lends to, you know, a lot of people that are traveling in from other parts of the country. It allows, instead of just, you know, kind of plug and play, it'll be the same Grey Cup festivities in every single goddamn market. It allows for the Prairies to kind of showcase, you know, the way we see the festivities going. So in saying that, did it kind of fall on you to kind of come up with, like, okay, we're the Prairies and kind of think with that mentality? Or did you have a team of people that said, let's do this and that? Like, what are some of the newer things that we're going to see?
Well, it was a lot of the ideas, I'll admit, were sort of out of the brain of myself starting, but all of it sort of a group effort, brainstorming stuff, a lot of help from people. One great example I'll say of this is that last year in Vancouver, the arrival of the Cup came in on a destroyer from the Canadian military because they're on the ocean, so the destroyers can drive up. This year we're having the Cup arrive. We're leaving Upper Fort Garry with contents going on a Red River cart with some voyageurs and some guys on horseback. And so we're going to, you know, you can sort of do, pay some homage to who you are and
localize.
Where you are. Yeah, so we are trying to do a bit of a We're the Prairies, this is our history kind of arrival.
I thought you were going to say We're the Bombers, you're going to drop it out of a plane. I'm like, that's going a little far.
No, as I said, we're just trying, but you can be creative, I think, in how you represent your city and what you want people who come here to visit, as you said, to see in these things.
So. What are some other unique things that we're doing that maybe you wouldn't see in other cities before Grey Cup? I feel like there's a lot of music opportunities, people to check out bands and such.
Yeah, I think one thing we tried to do as well is there's obviously the concert series at the Convention Center with Dallas Smith and Sheepdogs and Trues and Loverboy, so there's a lot of the big-name bands. We also there's over 20 bands programmed, free programming at the University of Winnipeg at the Nissan Titan Street Festival, so you can go down and see all kinds of different bands all through Thursday, Friday, Saturday afternoon, right into the parade, all free. So I think we've done more music programming than you might see, and that maybe comes from my Juno side.
Well, in Winnipeg, we're well known for being the capitals of music in Canada, right?
Yeah, for sure. And as I mentioned earlier there, all of the stuff I think we did that was pre-work on the on the Grey Cup here, the Northern Tour. We visited summer camps with kids all through the summer, and so we did a bunch of things that we thought would be fun and engaging for the whole province that I don't think has really been done before either. Most of it's down to that 1 week.
I thought this was pretty cool. Many of the events that are taking place in different parts around downtown, there's going to be free transit.
That's right, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We worked with MPI. We heard last time that people found it difficult. Once you get that many people, critical mass in the downtown, it was a bit tricky to get around, get a cab, stuff like that. So we worked with MPI, City of Winnipeg, and Transit to put together a shuttle that goes around the downtown area so you can get from the Convention Center and the University of Winnipeg to any hotel downtown, which means you can get to all the team parties and all that stuff. Hmm. And it goes out to the airport and back and then out to the stadium and back. So pretty much if you're staying at the airport, down Pembina, or anywhere downtown, you'll have a free ride in and out to wherever you want to go on the festival.
Do we have a ballpark of how many people visit during a Grey Cup? And
the estimate is 7,000 to 8,000 based on a number of factors that Tourism Winnipeg did, an economic impact and an arrival thing. And I think it's based on the hotel rooms.
Based on the riders being in it or not.
That's right. Well, that's what we admittedly did have a bit of a perfect storm this year. We are going to get to sell out now, but with the Bombers and the riders not looking like they were going to make it, it was a bit tricky, but people have risen.
So you got a good game is what you're saying? Is that the Eskimos, Western Canadian, like a good, strong fan base? Yeah?
Yeah, but I mean, ultimately the tickets got pretty close. They're pretty close now even before that happened, but actually I think it's great. First place team from East and West.
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
I think it makes for good football anyway.
So now, Jason Smith, I will ask you, organizing the chairman, like, what is your exact title? The chairman of the organizing?
The president of the 103rd Grey Cup Festival.
Okay, right? Now, with that, are you going to, right now here on Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Arena, going to make a prediction on the game? I know you've done a lot of stuff behind the scenes and whatnot, but can you actually put a prediction on the game?
Well, I can. Whether it holds any water will remain to be seen. I'm going to say that Edmonton is going to win. However, I would love to see Ottawa win because the underdog status, Henry Burris, all of that storyline, I think, is really great.
Get off the fence, Jason.
I have to admit, I'm not on the fence. I think
Eskimos, it sounds like.
I think Edmonton's got the edge, but I think it's going to be a really amazing game. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to predict or not. I may get in trouble for it later, but hey.
Where are you going to be watching the game from?
I'll be at the stadium, actually.
Sidelines?
Yeah.
That's a great
I don't think I'll be. I'm going to get up in the seats and continue to hide out. As you mentioned, nobody knows me. And we're hoping by the end of the week, I'm not on the paper of, you know.
You're like an offense.
Debacle. My picture on the paper like that.
So you're like an offensive lineman. If there's no press is good press, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. If I'm doing my job, nobody knows who I am. So I will hopefully be up in the stands enjoying a beverage and watching the football game like everybody else.
Very good. Well, the entire time, if you're taking in, and you should, everybody should take in at least one event prior to the Grey Cup. When you're at that event, think Jason Smith. 92 City FM, world-class rock, 849. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J. We're all here. Don't forget, your boy Phil Aubrey and Polar Bear Town tonight on OLN. Put a red dot on it. Put a red dot on it.
Yeah, I'm almost done voicing, almost done all 12 episodes.
Okay, so this would be episode 9 tonight then, so we've got 3 left, including tonight. 9, 10, 11, 12, 4 more.
I'm not sure exactly where we're at on the OLN, on the guide, but okay. We're getting down. We're getting to the nitty-gritty now. We'll put it that way.
I'm liking the show. Honestly, I know I've been raving about it, but if you haven't gotten a chance to watch it yet, number one is it's in our backyard. It's in Churchill, which is super cool, and you can catch it online at OLN.ca.
Since you brought it up, let me mention something really quick. One of my producers, Ed, was telling me about something in Churchill. There's a bear right now that conservation is making wear a radio collar, like a collar that...
To listen to our show?
Right, and he loves the show, the bear. No, it's a tracking device.
Okay.
But some residents of Churchill have noticed that the collar's too tight, and they know their bears up there. Like the guides, we've met them, they've been in here. They're passionate about keeping these bears healthy and happy. Mm-hmm. Well, and they're not doing anything about it. So they're begging conservation to get this collar off this mother. It's a mother of two cubs, and it's clearly uncomfortable. And what I'm going to do is share a link to this on my Facebook page, the story.
Okay.
Because they're just, they want this to become a big deal so that conservation does something about this.
Okay.
So I'll share that on my Facebook page.
And as we've learned on the show, there is a bit of headbutting that goes on between the guides and conservation.
But it's just sad when you look at some of the pictures of this collar, and the mother bear is going to get much bigger as winter rolls around.
Because
it's tight.
It's torture.
She's right. And it's
it'll grow into her skin.
Yeah.
It'll literally grow around it.
They want it off. And so they want to make a big enough stink, and they asked if we can spread the word, put some pressure on the folks up there to get it off.
All right. Very good. Rainey, you want to give us a quick forecast here?
-1 is the high for today. We're at -5 right now. And looks like tonight we're going to get some snow overnight.
92 City FM NHL Report.
All right, really quickly, stories we missed coming right up. Brand new clip. J.J. Abrams approved brand new clip from Star Wars, The Force Awakens. We're going to do that next year.
780 City, 780-2484. Mm-hmm. Right now, if you want to qualify for the Winter Classic at Gillette Stadium, we'll take caller 9.
Great idea. We'll do that off the air. All right, so as far as the NHL Jets off on a road trip, hoping to see Connor Hellebuyck, who has been called up in relief of the injured Andre Pavlik.
We'll see him on the road trip at some point. Yeah.
Sounds good. 8:52 now. Good morning.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.